This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Have there been any workouts at the NFL Combine that have caught your eye, and will you be paying attention closely to any one player or group of players during the weekend workouts?
Well, I think this weekend the offensive linemen workout, so that'll be what people in Chicago might be waiting for. Got to see how long those arms are for Will Campbell. And I don't know if any other feats of athleticism are important for offensive tackles. Don't really care what their 40 times are. But the arm length is interesting. This combine was dominated yesterday by Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M defensive end. I think he had numbers that put him in like the 99th percentile of all-time combine performances. Better than, I think, one were considered like legendary, epic performances by Myles Garrett and Montez Sweat. Shamar Stewart is 6'5 and 267. He ran a 4.5940 with a 40-inch vertical and 10-11 broad jump. These are amazing athletic achievements. He had 1.5 sacks last year. He had a sack and a half. That's like a good quarter for Myles Garrett. I know he had 39 pressures, according, and he's playing at Texas A&M, and he's got all the measurables, and he looks great on tape, but he's not getting to the quarterback necessarily, but he looks great on tape. Somebody will take him in the top 10, and somebody will be justifying that pick by looking at what happened yesterday. I don't question that until he's an unproductive NFL defensive lineman, but this is the beauty, and maybe the thing people don't like about the NFL Combine. He looks like a prototypical NFL defensive end that is going to be there and have a decade-long career because he's a tremendous athlete and he can make things happen. So I would say Shamar Stewart.
I mean, the speed at which these guys move down these feet, it's unbelievable how fast they are. It's incredible to watch. I mean, it just when you see them moving down the line. But I mean, get me in front of the TV. I'm going to set the DVR up. I'm taking a trip this weekend.
Again?
Yeah, I'm headed to Dayton. So going to an A-10 basketball game tomorrow. Yeah.
Whose autograph will we be seeking this weekend?
Aren't you worried about those Argentinian guys breaking into your house with all this information out there?
Oh, well, go ahead. Take what's there. It's not much.
We digress.
I'll be watching the offensive line.
I think that so far you've had kickers and punters, and you've had workouts from linebackers and defensive ends. So, and that is a great workout. The one you point out, that who's the kid? There's a linebacker that ran pretty well, but I think that when you get into the receivers, when you get to some of the running back stuff's interesting. Who is the guy the Bears drafted? Steven Paya? He had 49. He was a defensive tackle. 49 reps at 225. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Holy cow. That's like, do you know how hard, you know what that means? Like when you can do it 49 times, it means you can like put a house over your head. That's an extraordinary. I mean, there are, I get it. There are base things you should be able to do. I haven't lifted 225 in a long time. But I remember I wasn't going to set Stephen Paya records, right? But you could do it, and you could work out with with some weight, but good God, that is 49 times? Can you imagine? Like, if you get 30, you've killed the combine. And that guy couldn't play dead. He was not a great player.
Steven Paella?
No, I mean, no offense to him, but it wasn't like...
Why would he be offended by that?
No, but I'm saying it wasn't like he was this, like, immovable object in the middle. It was a great skill.
How long did he play for the Bears?
I'm curious.
He
probably played a couple years.
Now I'm curious.
I don't think he was a run stuff. He was a squatty body guy. But he, good God, he was built to, can you imagine that stuff like that? So I love those things. And obviously, if you're Xavier Worthy, you get drafted in the first round because you run out of the combine.
If you're a traits-driven GM, yesterday you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to draft Shamar Stewart.
And as you say, I would use that information to complement the tape. I would try to, you know, there's no hiding whether you can play or not, and that is out there for everyone to see. So if I saw some of these great workouts and I was overwhelmed by somebody's athletic ability, I would then make sure that the tape matched it. Or I would wonder, is this guy just a workout warrior and can he do anything? There are plenty of guys who have gone to the combine and kind of been able to hit it out of the park because – you know, Dustin's right. That is so fast, but they're also training that way. And in the old days, you used to train a lot more because you had your college season over and you would just train for the combine and make sure that you had everything down. And try not to be fooled by that would be the advice, right?
It's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That is the pick six. We've got a lot to get to. 312-644-6767. Your dime, your dance floor.